Dale Horton used a picture of him to taunt Sunderland fans at a match against Sheffield Wednesday earlier this year. Everton have been given a record 10-point deduction for breaching the Premier League's profit and sustainability rules. The club's appealing the sanction. Former England defender Jamie Carragher feels the penalty is excessive.
There's no doubt we've broken the rules, and when you break the rules, you should be punished. It's just that for me, I just think taking 10 points off a team just feels like an awful lot.
Everton dropped to 19th in the table, only above bottom side Burnley on goal difference. The partner of murdered Irish teacher Aisling Murphy has described their relationship as heaven on earth, as her killer was jailed for life today. Joseph Pushka murdered the 23-year-old on a canal towpath last January. A senior advisor to the Israeli Prime Minister is urging civilians in parts of southern Gaza to follow their calls to evacuate. Leaflets have been dropped in the area of Khan Yunis, telling people to leave. Meanwhile, Israel says it'll allow 2 trucks of fuel per day into Gaza to help the UN deliver aid. Retail sales have fallen to their lowest levels since February 2021, when large parts of the UK were in COVID lockdowns. Bad weather and the pressure of rising costs are being blamed, with shoppers spending less on fuel and food. Lisa Hooker is from the accountancy firm PwC.
Spending is very correlated to consumer confidence, and I think when the job market slows, particularly for some of our younger consumers who actually go out and spend more than our older consumers, I think it has a real impact on how much they want to spend.
And music fans looking for cheap tickets to Glastonbury Festival are being warned ahead of them going on sale this Sunday. HSBC says criminals typically target social media and falsely claim to have posted tickets before disappearing. And that's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight will be overcast but mostly dry. During the early hours, a band of heavy rain will move in from the west, becoming widespread in Essex. Some heavy downpours are likely at times. Now let's look for tomorrow on Saturday. The heavy downpours tomorrow morning also. These clearing eastwards though into the afternoon as it turns dry. Cloud will likely persist, but will tend to break for most by the evening. But it will continue to be Wednesday. Windy throughout the whole of Saturday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Listen to me. me, Xanthi Behrmann, for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Melon Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
The brilliant Xanthi Behrmann. Speaking of Xanthi, she's got her Greaties pick just for you.
Hello, Joe. It's Xanthi Behrmann from Greaties. My drive time choice for you this week is the comeback single by Cher after she'd taken a 5-year absence to work in the film industry. This is I Found Someone, which peaked at number 5 in the UK charts in 1987.
Don't you know so many things they come and go? Like your words that once rang true, just like the love I thought I found in you.
Found someone. Yes, I know I've played two shares, but you see, when Xanthi passes us every week, especially just for you here on Drive on a Friday, I don't actually open it up. It's like an envelope, I've said before, until near enough the last minute. And I didn't realise that she'd be playing Cher. So we've got Cher twice, which is not a problem because you can never have enough Cher. I'd play a couple of her other tracks, but no, I won't. What we're going to play now is Nico and Vince with Am I Wrong. And don't forget, you can catch our Xanthi Behrman. If you love the Greaties and you love the facts from the Greaties as well, then you will tune in 8 till 10pm on a Sunday night here at Phoenix FM. Got some vents coming up soon as well. There's a couple over the weekend.
House had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
There's a few events going over here in, well, Brentwood especially, over the weekend. Do you know what? I'm going to do something silly. I'm going to start back to front. I'm going to go to Sunday, November the 19th first, because there's a celebrity charity football match here at Brentwood Town FC. Now, the doors are opening at 1:30. The kickoff is at 3 p.m. Now, it is got loads of people that you will know. Ricky Groves, Dean Gaffney, Jake Wood, Jamie O'Hara, amongst many, many more. It's from Celebrity Soccer. Now, the tickets are £12 on the door, but for more details, you know where to go, phoenixfm.com, and go on the events page and you will find it there. And that's Sunday, the 19th of November. Now, there's also on the Saturday, I told you I'm working backwards, the 18th, yes, yeah, I got that right, Green Barn Farm Cafe, A130 on Benfleet. Now, it's in aid of the brain injury charity Headway. It's astounding the work that they do there. It's a really great charity, as all of them are, really, to be fair, that we have coming through Phoenix FM. But again, you can find out more details there on phoenixfm.com. Go to the events page and, yeah, you won't be disappointed. There's so much going on. Right, now, Reef, let's place your hands.
Without the fear right now. Oh,
That's a great Friday track. Now, I'm going to announce what our Shake It Off session track is going to be today. Now, I did say, didn't I, as I always do, if you've got a track that you would want to throw at us so that we can listen together, you and I, then you can get hold of me, radio@phoenixfm.com, put drive in so I know it's for me, or you can get hold of me on my socials at Joe Bailey Music and on Twitter at Joe Bailey Music 1. It really is as easy as that, because I have a request for a track that I wouldn't ordinarily play for the Shake It Off sessions, but it is a classic, and I'm going to announce now, it's the Nolans. I'm in the mood for dancing, so that can come up any time between now and Daniel at 6 p.m. But on this day, back in 1996, there was a debut album that was number one. There was 5 singles from it. It was from the Spice Girls, including Wannabe, Say You'll Be There to Become One, Wannabe, and this one. Up next, we've got to travel.
Giving is good as long as you're giving. What's Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, a couple of things on the M25. Anti-clockwise, all lanes have now reopened following the earlier accident near Junction 28 at Brook Street. Delays are still past sort of Junction, not 29 there on the A127 days. M25 anti-clockwise, slow traffic coming up to Essex through the Dartford Tunnels. Congestion back to Junction 3, the M20 in Swanley. Now, let's head out to A12 London bound. Slow traffic between Junction 12 and Junction 11. Delays not helped by the earlier accident on the M25 near Brook Street in Braintree. Slow traffic northbound between the A120 and Springwood Road roundabout on the B1256. Still in Braintree, A131 southbound. Slow traffic between Broad Road and Marks Farm roundabout at Coggleshall Road, A120. Billericay, slow moving traffic on Southend Road northbound between Barley Lands Farm and London Road. Here in Brentwood, the slow traffic on Ingrave Road towards the High Street and Wilson's Corner, Ongar Road, also looking sticky there. A130 southbound, slow moving traffic between Retterden Turnback and Fair Glen Interchange. In Canvey, slow moving traffic, Long Road. This is A130 westbound between Furtherwick Road and Canvey Road. Now in Braintree, slow moving traffic on the A120 between the B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout. Not too bad though, about 15 minutes there you're looking at. Rayleigh, slow moving traffic on Webster's Ray between the High Street and Eastwood Road. In Chelmsford, still Baddow Road and Van Diemen's Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout is slow. And Parkway East between the High Bridge and, yes, the Army and Navy roundabout. In Colchester, slow traffic on the Northern Approach southbound, still between Via Urbis, Rumini and Burgart Road, and Cowdrey Avenue. Slow moving traffic eastbound between West Bay and Ipswich Road. Southend, there's quite a lot going on, but slow moving traffic on Victoria Avenue northbound between West Street and East Street in Cuckoo Corner, and slow moving traffic on Victoria Road Avenue southbound also between Cuckoo Corner and West Street East. Also slow moving traffic between the Studer Way and Cuckoo Corner. Basically try and steer clear of Cuckoo Corner. Right, let's head over to the Row. Let's see if it is a completely clear. Yes, it's clear every day this week on Drive. We've had good Row here. But let's head over to the Tube. Now, normal service returned on the Hammersmith and City line, and Underground Station is still closed though on the Northern line at Kentish Town. Minor delays on the Piccadilly line at Acton Town and Uxbridge, and trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly line westbound at South End Ealing Engineer Works. Not bad for a Friday afternoon though. And that's it from the traffic updates for me.
how to make me smile. Take control on me just for the night. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. So watch and learn. I won't show you twice. Head to toe, ooh, baby, run me right. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else.
And it goes like this.
Tell me about the time and I know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you. Hey.
This is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8pm until 10. The best in indie and alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new indie and alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Yeah, that's on tonight. And don't forget, Daniel will be taking over from 6 o'clock tonight, around 24 minutes time. But now, Girls Aloud, with a promise.
Yeah.
Sales Aloud with a Promise. Now, if you were into 80s music, you may have heard already that the stage musical I Should Be So Lucky is touring the UK. I think it's in Ireland as well. But it's got Stock Aitken and Waterman, obviously, and it's all their sort of like musical featuring the soundtrack of a generation with music from pop royalty, including Jason Donovan, Bananarama, Rick Astley. It's going to even come. You ready for this? You know where it's coming. It's coming all the way to Southend at Cliffs Pavilion on the 11th of the 3rd till the 16th of the 3rd. I'm going to have to get me tickets. I think they're going to go quick. So that's all happening. So, and also, you'll be hearing music from my favourite 80s singer. Sonia, you'll never stop me from loving you, Sonia. Right, now, we've still got 15 whole minutes together. We've still got the Shake It Off session and the guesting intro. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to let you listen for the final time today, the snippet of the guesting intro.
Guess the intro.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is B-Fibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Join me, Andy Gilson, every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Woo, come on, everybody.
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
The lovely Andy Gilson. Yes, he'll be in 10 o'clock tonight. Tracks from the 60s and 70s, as he just said. He's mindful of information. Unbelievable, the 60s and 70s. That's it, just those two decades. From then on, he's lost, to be fair. But yeah, it's always a brilliant listen, that one. 8 p.m, Paul Golder plays the indie all and local acts. There's loads always going on and some really great music sessions there. Bliss Disciples with our Daniel Gregory taking over from me soon. Always uplifting music, week from the weekend, right the way across the ages, genres and international borders. It's always, again, a brilliant listen. There is really genuinely something for everyone here on Phoenix FM. There really, really is. Right, fancy a little bit of Alphabeat. Gets in the mood for the weekend.
We'll be right back.
Fancy a bit of 70s now? Yeah, why not? We've still got the Shake It Off session, and we know what's coming up in a minute.
My breakfast show, the best way to start your Sunday mornings, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, we've got loads of stuff going on over the weekend as well. It all starts off with a Saturday breakfast with Antonia Jones. Brilliant, listening. 10 a.m, we've got great tunes for Saturday morning with Ian Cash standing in there. And weekend wind-up with Spencer Carter. Of course, always as well, love the Saturdays because he chats to Mark Searby all about the latest film and DVD releases. It's all stuff that's streaming as well online. It's not just the stuff that's in the big screens in the cinema. And then, of course, we've got John Chubb with our regular Saturday Outlook at the World of Sport, both locally and nationally. He does a brilliant job. I don't know how his voice lasts, that whole, I can't even say John Chubb without my voice going there, for Phoenix Sport. And of course, geezers, pleasers and cheesers, be boogie nights and classic FM. That's just for the Saturday. Wait till you see Sunday. Now it's shake it out. Thanks for your requests on this one. I'm in the mood now. I've overrun today, so yes, we're gonna have a quick listen to Mary J. Blige with Family Affair. Thank you so much for listening in the whole week and keeping me company. Thanks for your suggestions and all requests. Thanks to all the guests. Remember, I've got Joby in next week. But Mary J. Blige is going to take us up to Daniel. So stick around for a brilliant show. Have a great night and have a brilliant weekend, no matter what you're doing. Bye.